Well, we've spoken a lot at the New York Book Festival or about the New York Book Festival and obviously the online events, but there is one very important, significant individual who's got a tremendous weight of responsibility, because at the venue of Carriages Cafe, we have got poet, award-winning poet, in fact, the general all-round performance guru that is Leanne Moden. Leanne, welcome to this particular pre-New York Book Festival chat. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Alex.
Well, it's great. And so we had a couple of sort of slight false starts, but we got there in the end. That's the important thing. Now, as I said when I spoke to Sarah Bullimore, this whole thing about having a live festival, I know that we're supposed to be coming out of the thing, etc. And I've worked at Carriages Cafe. I know the cafe is wonderful from that point of view. Is there a tinge of excitement mixed with a tinge of slight anticipation, thinking, ooh, am I the only one that's going to be live then, in terms of obviously not online? How do you feel about it?
Yes, no, I'm really excited to be part of the Newark Book Festival to start with, and also really excited to be offering an in-person writing workshop. I think that there's something really wonderful about talking to people face-to-face, especially about words. I'm really excited to be able to do that safely within Carriages. So, yeah.
Well, I must admit, one of the best quotes that actually was once commented about your good self, which I thought was wonderful, really, was by Mark Neal, Milton Keynes, poet laureate, who said that Leanne Moden is a lemon sherbet of a poet. A lemon sherbet of a poet, a super sugar candy shell masks sharp, delicious surprises, fizzing with wit and offering lots of guilty pleasures.
That's very sweet.
Intriguing sort of line from that point of view. I suspect you might be saying something in the workshop or suggesting something about the current environment in which obviously we're communicating much more via the InVision Zoom systems that we're doing and so on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what we thought would be a really nice topic for this particular workshop would be the idea of writing for well-being, and the idea around using creativity as a way to stop, take stock, relax, and sort of put the stresses and strains of everyday life out of your mind just for a little while. And I think that writing specifically, but also sort of creativity in general, are really important ways of doing that, important ways of reconnecting with ourselves and getting in touch with, I don't want to say our inner child, but that part of us that has the imagination and the creativity to make things without worrying what other people think of them. And that's really what I want the workshop to be about, is about letting yourself be creative, letting yourself have that pause to just take stock and find a bit of just breathing space in the modern world.
As we said, well-being through words is the title of the workshop, and I'm kind of thinking of bands that were around before your time. I'm sure Talking Heads and Wording Rapping Hood, or the other sort of areas within that. Words, we use them all the time, we engage in them. But ultimately, when it comes to meaning, does anybody really know what the whole thing is all about? Because sometimes people have layers of words, layers of meaning. Is this something that appeals to yourself in terms of how, on the one hand, one's saying something, but on the other hand, one's saying something completely different?
Absolutely. And I personally, in my own writing practice, find this a lot. I don't necessarily know how I feel about a topic until I've written a poem about it. And then once I get into having had that space to engage with something, a topic creatively, I go, oh, interesting. So that's what I think about that. Or, oh, that's what I mean there. Or I go back to old poems that I've written and I go, ah, oh, that's really interesting in the context of what was happening at the time. And I think you're right. I think a lot of times we don't necessarily know how we feel, or the layers that we're putting into our creativity until we take a step back from them. And I think I find that absolutely fascinating.
You're also part of the team at the UNESCO Nottingham City of Literature, which obviously gets the international aspect working out. Has the technology that we're using now, for instance, really been an asset to that, in terms of actually saying, yeah, I can speak to people in Melbourne, Australia, and say, don't worry, you might be in serious lockdown now, but, you know, it could be worse. You could be living in Texas.
Well, absolutely. I think to speak to the point about technology, it's been a really inspiring and eye-opening time to say, you know, we can actually use this technology in creative ways to get, say, for example, workshops out to people. And it's not necessarily just to people in other countries, although that is a really great benefit. It's also been really lovely to connect with people who, for whatever reason, can't come to in-person events, can't get out perhaps of their houses. So from that perspective, I really hope that the creative industries learn a lot about, you know, the ideas around accessibility for their events from this, you know, admittedly really terrible situation with coronavirus.
In fact, this very interview a few weeks ago would have been inconceivable because I didn't have the technology to actually make it happen. So just goes to show. Now, for folk who are actually going along, and if you haven't already signed up, I'm going to say get there fairly rapidly. £8 or £6 concessions. If the tickets are still available, and I think they might have already gone, but if they are still available, then by all means go for that Carriages Cafe. What can people expect for the 7,200 seconds, but that is 2 hours, that you'll squeeze the juice out of every single one with Wellbeing Through Words?
I've just been writing the workshop plan today, so it's all fresh in my mind. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at how we use creativity, how we can use writing to reflect on areas of our lives, how we can use writing and journaling, writing and memoir, to really think about the world around us, and also to offer ourselves a little bit of escape from the difficulties of the world too. So it's going to be a real mix of different things. So there's going to be something for everyone, definitely. And I should just mention as well that I am also putting on the memory making writing workshop on Sunday the 12th of July as well, and that one is an online workshop. So if you're not particularly confident at the moment for coming down in person on the Friday, then there is another chance to do a workshop for creative writing on the Sunday.
Absolutely right. 10:15 to 12:15 on Sunday the 12th of July. It's almost as though you've got the best bit of the festival at the start and then the best bit on the final day. It's wonderful. It's all great stuff there. Again, 2 hours there, 10:15 to 12:15, and costs £5 or £3 from that point of view. Have you done any online festivals before? Because, I mean, it seems to be, I mean, they've become very popular, clearly, over the last few months. But is this something which you were a seasoned pro, say, yeah, bring it on. No worries whatsoever. Or was there a slight uncertainty in terms of, not sure where we're going with that?
Well, it certainly wasn't something that I'd ever done before March this year. But I think one of the things that is important when you're a freelancer, especially a creative freelancer, is the ability to sort of hop on different opportunities and challenge yourself to do new things as they come up. So since March, I've done a lot of Zoom-based performances, workshops over video link, over Skype. And this is my first literary festival on the digital platform, but I think that it's been going really well in terms of, like you say, getting out and reaching people, and also being a bit of a respite for people in amongst all the sort of the difficult situations that people have been finding themselves in within the last couple of months. So,
and to answer that question about, well, how can you read the room when you've got a sea of faces via Skype or Microsoft Teams or other things? I just say, try working in radio. We've never been able to read the room, you know, just to get some work on that premise. It's just a different line. What are you most looking forward to other than yourself? I mean, I don't know whether you'd be able to attend any of the other talks, but I mean, we've been fortunate enough to speak to a few of the contributors. Obviously, Rhiannon Ward and Julie Summers have sprung to mind in terms of key sort of contributors to the whole system. Emily Brand. Are there any of the sort of other aspects and literally some fantastic events taking place which you think, I'm going to go and access that, really? Or, no, don't be silly, I've got too much time. I've got to corner all sorts of other bits and pieces.
Oh no, I'm actually really looking forward to the Gothic Fiction event, which I think is on the Sunday morning. That looks really, really good, and I'll only be able to catch the very, very end of it, which is a real shame. But I definitely I would encourage people to give that a try if you're interested in that kind of thing. I'm also really excited about Kate Moss. Talking about the Burning Chambers, because I've always really enjoyed her work. So yeah, there's so many things going on, and it's really a testament to Sarah and the rest of the team that they've been able to pull together so many incredible events in such a short time and in such a different way than they would normally put together the festival. So yeah, I think it's really important that we support that and ensure that there's still a festival to come back to in 2021.
Very much so. I mean, it's interesting with Gothic Fiction, chaired, of course, by Sarah Ward. Actually, with Sarah Ward, it's like two for one because you've got Sarah Ward and you've got Sarah Rhiannon Ward. Rhiannon Ward is what she's using for her latest text, The Quickening. And then Sarah Ward, as we find out, is the other alternative crime writer, creator Sarah Ward. She's great. It's like, multifaceted scenarios. How are there any sort of thoughts, Leanne, in terms of sort of wrapping up now that you'd like to share with us? I mean, feel free if you have any immediate poetry to actually just give us a little sprinkling. We'll be more than happy with respect to that. If not, and I appreciate it, just simply say, look, I don't just do poetry on demand here, et cetera, here. If not, that's fine. What would you like?
I absolutely do poetry on demand, so
Whoa!
it's okay. This poem is called Instructions for Happiness. Come sit down among the weeds, somewhere near the water's edge. Wait for the aching in your chest to ease, and it will ease. Then dip your toes into the water. The shock of the cold will comfort you like the heart lurch misstepped recovery. You survived today. You haven't fallen yet. Beneath the water's surface, your feet feel comfortable. You feel comfortable. Breathe deeply and listen to the honeybees humming your favorite song. Feel the sun warm your bare shoulders as sticklebacks congregate in your shadow. Stay a while, but don't check your watch. Instead, look for hidden treasures submerged in the shallows. Watch as neon dragonflies illuminate the lilies like affirmations highlighted in a notebook. Taste the scent of damp earth on your tongue and plunge your hands into the cool mud. You will need to keep this moment under your fingernails, smoothed into the creases of your palms. Leave only when you are ready. Come back often. You are always welcome here.
Yay! Huge applause there. And as you can see, both our mascots, Spike and indeed Jessie, are just jumping for joy with respect to that. They've just chilled out. Marvelous. It's called interactivity, really. Interactivity with favorite mascots. So there we are. Good stuff there. Leanne, it's going to be fantastically awesome. Both events, I'm sure, from that point of view. I remind, obviously, there's the Carriages Cafe, which is the live event on the Friday, the 10th of July. And then, of course, on Sunday, the 12th of July, it's that wonderful memory making writing workshop. Memories are made of this. They are, if you're Leanne Modin. That's clearly the routine. Modin's memories are made of this. Marvellous. As I said, Leanne, fantastic connecting with your good self. Hopefully, we'll be able to connect again post-festival. And who knows? I'd normally say, come into the studio. Lord knows when that's going to happen ever again. But, I think it's worked very well. Will you join us again sometime?
Absolutely. Thank you.